Pulling your players, so the circus is coming to town. Is there any extra juice surrounding this game inside the room, or is it just outdoor activity?
Well, I'll be a good buzz in the building tomorrow, you know, sure. There's a real exciting team coming to town, lots of offense, and it'll be a great game.
How has adding Tavares changed the dynamic of their group?
I mean, you put a great center iceman on any team, it changes their team, right? The experience and the skill level he has, his history of being an important impact guy on the teams that he came from, just makes you a whole lot deeper.
Why do you think your group has been struggling out of the gate, where last year was so strong in the first period, this year it's been a little sluggish at times?
Yeah, I liked our first against Edmonton. I just don't think we have a big enough sample size on anything to define our game yet. I think teams come out ready for us, as you would expect they would, and you're not getting an easy first period out of anybody. So, but again, there is really nothing in our game for the most part that I think is permanent or a trend, really.
What can you tell us about Blake?
Oh, he's good. Yeah, he's 100%. Got the over 30 discount. When you get over 25 minutes, you get the option.
Just housekeeping wise, no concern on Tanev for suspension or anything like that you've heard of yet?
We've heard nothing.
Just in terms of last night's third period, Paul, Mark and Blake talked a little bit about kind of just coming out with a bit of a different mindset, having fun. Maybe, I don't know if loose is the word, but could last night be maybe a bit of an awakening for the guys in terms of style of play going forward?
I think we came out with a really single focus of what we wanted to do, and then not worry about anything other than that, and let that focus be the deciding factor in your period in your game. So you would, when you do that, you get five guys moving in the same direction, all thinking about that single mindset, and then all of a sudden you look a whole lot faster. The score of game says when you make it 3-2, the other team tightens. It happened to us against Edmonton, so that's just natural, and we were able to go pretty good.
In terms of the line juggling that you did, much of it by necessity, but is the temptation there to stick with that now for at least the short term, or do you go back to how you started the game yesterday?
Well, I think there's still some tickets for sale for tomorrow night's game, so I'll just hang on to that. But, I'm comfortable moving, and you know from the history, I'm pretty comfortable moving the lines around, and I've left it very consistent to the start, but a little change every once in a while gets a different perspective from players, and sometimes they get energized by it.
I feel like Patrick got his feet moving a little bit more.
I kind of like Patrick's feet. I think he's been the things that we've asked him to really focus on is puck control. He's worked hard at that, so you know, you got a guy that can really shoot the puck. I didn't think we were generating a whole lot from those two lines, and so we just move them around.
He said today that he's pretty excited to get a chance with those guys again. Do you see that little extra jump in his step today again?
I would think any player that gets to play left wing on that line gets up in a pretty good mood, right? I maybe what I like the most is I thought Kyle Connor had a real good third too. Like that's a maturity there even as a young player. You get moved off that line, and he went out and played great, and you know made a fantastic play on the game winner. So move these guys around; they're all excited. They're all going to get to play with good players, whatever line they play on.
And then maybe an offshoot, Paul, is can Kyle maybe do something to help Nikolai, who's obviously frustrated with how things
have
gone.
Sure, I think the part of the move isn't related to Nick Ehlers, other than I like him on the right as well. Changes the way he sees the game, but I think there is a chemistry between Kyle Connor and Brian Little. You see it 4-on-4, and you see it 3-on-3. But there's, I mean, Kyle skates so darn well that when he's skating, and I liked Kyle's game going into the third period. I wasn't down on his game at all last night. When he's skating like that, he's going to make the other players in line see things differently, right? He pulls the defense off them. They get different gaps, so he opens up the ice for sure.
Obviously, that TLC line.
I'm not up on the cool lingo of the kids.
Tanev, Lowry, Kopp has been so effective. Last night, you had to make a move there because with Tanev gone. Is it intriguing? Is it almost fun to just see as a coach, you know, Matthew Perreault slides in there and what that group looks like?
Matty does the same thing on every line he goes to. I mean, what he did really well is he got in on some pucks that we probably didn't have much of a forecheck on, and he kept them alive in the offensive zone, big part of our game. And the best part of this early on kind of process that we're going through is that we're now really comfortable with Matty Perreault playing both wings, which you'll, I think you'll see that going forward. I'll start pulling those guys off the fourth line and using them as individuals as much as I use them as a line.
Paul, the televising tomorrow night's game on NBC nationally in the U.S. is someone who lived there. What do you think of them selling a game with Winnipeg and Toronto?
I think the fans in the States love hockey, you know, and this should be a really fast, skilled, very competitive game, so it's good for the game. There's some great teams in the States for sure, but it's good for them to see some of the teams up north.
Is there a temptation to put Kulikov back with Myers at all, given the success they had as a pairing at times last year?
It's all possible. Again, three tickets left. Don't want those answers come out when it's confirmed sellout.
As the team, you know, admittedly struggles to get back to its identity. A lot of times when you're struggling for that,
I'm going to let you ask the rest of that question, but I don't agree with it. We're not struggling.
Okay, well,
we're not where we're going to be in the end, but no team is, right? We're all building here, and we had a hell of a win last night, you know. Comeback win. You're going to come out and you're going to suffered through a first period. You know, it was probably for both teams. I didn't think either team had it going. One goes in off a D skate for us and for them. It was a greasy first, and then we got down 3-1 and had a hell of a comeback. There isn't any games in the Central Division that you can think that you go out and be average and win. So I don't. We're not struggling. We're living the life, the daily life in the NHL right now.
So I've had it suggested to me before that sometimes when you're building, the last thing that comes is special teams. But it seems like this team has been pretty sharp on that front. How have they pulled that off?
I think it's a more defined game, right? There's only a handful of things that happen on a power play, and there's a handful of things you worry about on the penalty kill. So I think we got ourselves to a good place last year with that, a good understanding of our foundation, and we got real good players on them.